welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of April 11th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This is show number 26, which marks the six-month anniversary of the Busy Gamer Podcast. A little history as we commemorate the occasion. We've been doing Busy Gamer News in one form or another for nearly 7 years. I launched it as GameStay in fall 2003 when Pikachu Fan was 6 months old. I had just been laid off from a software company and needed a creative outlet for my gaming passion. Then, when I left Big Fish Games, where I was online community manager for a while, I came up with a more descriptive name, Busy Gamer News. Last year, we got the idea to do our own podcast after I was interviewed by Seattle Geekly for theirs. Ever since, we've been finding our way and improving the podcast to make it more entertaining and useful.
Our latest improvement is the imminent launch of our Best of Busy Gamer podcast feed, which is just awaiting Apple iTunes approval. It already has 54 segments from our first 25 podcasts, including audio reviews and features. This will make it easier for you to catch up on the best segments you missed and collect any favorites, such as Pikachu fans' reviews and our audiophile music segments and game audio tours.
This week's releases:
Splinter Cell Conviction for Xbox 360.
Grand Theft Auto episodes from Liberty City for PC and PS3.
Dawn of Heroes and Sea Park Tycoon for Nintendo DS.
And Blood Bowl for PSP.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
the Borderlands Retail Add-on Pack and Montessori Music for Nintendo DS.
For iPhone and iPad, there's the New York Times Crossword Puzzle, Sims 3 World Adventures, and the free 3D MMO Pocket Legends.
There were a ton of iPad launch titles, but we detailed them in last week's podcast, so we won't go through them again. Perhaps the coolest thing we didn't mention is that there's a free Scrabble Tiles app for the iPhone. So if you buy the iPad version of Scrabble, up to 4 players can use iPhones to manage their tiles. Yeah, it's probably the most extravagant Scrabble setup in the world that's not dipped in 24-karat gold, but pretty cool if you can swing it.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our April 5th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week is something special to celebrate our six-month anniversary of the podcast. We have a Mass Effect prize pack that includes the Platinum Hits edition of Mass Effect for Xbox 360, which includes a bonus episode, plus the first two Mass Effect Redemption comics.
We're doing things a little different this week. You could just enter like normal on the site, but if you use Twitter and or iTunes, you may get up to 3 extra entries by tweeting the message we have posted and posting reviews of our Busy Gamer podcast. And, if Apple approves it in time, our Best of Busy Gamer podcast on iTunes.
Read the detailed directions on our Free Stuff Friday post at BusyGamerNews.com and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, April 15th.
Tax Day. Last week's winner:
Max M won Jericho for PC. This is like the 4th time he's won, the lucky duck. Or maybe you guys and gals aren't giving him enough competition.
Also, we had not one, but 2 winners fail to respond to their prize notifications, again, this time for Scrabble Journey. So, this is being re-awarded to Zilla. If you enter, you really should whitelist BusyGamerNews.com so we can contact you if you win.
We also still have that extra code for PAX East Ladies Avatar Hoodie. If you're listening to this now, don't assume it's been claimed. Just be the first to enter a comment asking for it nicely on the post announcing this week's podcast.
Apple announced the future of iPhone last week. Version 4.0 of the firmware will introduce a limited form of multitasking, but only for the iPhone 3GS. You'll be able to stream music from services such as Pandora and Slacker, use VoiceOver IP, location services, and get notifications from apps while using other apps. You'll push the home button to access a pop-up window at the bottom of the screen that shows all your running apps. Other features include folders, so you can finally access more than the 180 visible apps on your iPhone's 11 screens without resorting to search. The new Game Center is basically Xbox Live for iPhones, with social networking, leaderboards, and achievements. This will replace the Open, Paint, and Plus logins you've been forced to use. Other features include wallpaper to decorate your home screen, a 5x digital zoom for the camera, iBooks, threaded email, and multiple exchange accounts. Expect it in the summer for iPhone and fall for iPad.
The other big gaming news this week wasn't a game at all. Well, not exactly. It was a perfectly executed retelling of the first act of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog done as a classic 8-bit adventure game. Okay, you couldn't read it, but in that last clip, Dr. Horrible nabs the Wonderflonium for his freeze ray. We have the full video playable on our site in our April 6th post. If you haven't seen Dr. Horrible, the DVD is like $11 on Amazon right now. And if you listen to the superb musical commentary track, you'll hear a familiar song sung by creator Joss Whedon on how he feels about commentary tracks.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Ask someone to name their favorite video games, and you'll get any number of answers. But Solitaire probably won't be one of them. Quick! Name your favorite solitaire game. You probably have one for whatever reason. It's on your favorite platform, you like the game selection, or it's just aesthetically pleasing. But I bet you can't name it. But I can. I recently found Solitaire Siege buried in the back of my iPhone, and it's quickly become my favorite time waster. As the name implies, it's solitaire with a militaristic twist. The games begin with most of the cards on the board and the remaining cards in your playable pile. You can remove or attack any card on the board that precedes or follows your active card. Miss a turn, and bullets fly in your direction. My favorite of the Solitaire Siege games is Siege Mode, which lays out the cards in several columns across the board. Special power-up cards, including a grenade, a spy, and missiles, are randomly placed for you to uncover and claim. These can be used against any card, but more importantly, they can take down some special blockades your enemy will also bury in the cards. The bad news? Not every power-up will work against every block. Your fire card does a great job of torching the woods, but doesn't do jack against a cement wall. For that, you need real firepower. If you play with the sound turned on, you'll be treated to lots of bullet shots and explosions as you storm your way through the levels. You'll also hear shrieks and screams when you successfully attack a face card. I tend to play with the sound turned off, so it's a little jolting when the card starts screaming in agony. Overall, I'm really enjoying the game. As I mentioned in my Busy Gamer News review earlier this week, I had a problem with it crashing on me every night, though. It has always started me back at the right level, although losing progress on some really good sieges was getting old. The day after we published the review online, the game's developer wrote in to say I had an older, buggy version of the game. He promises the latest version is less buggy and has more features. I've downloaded the update and will be giving it a whirl. If the game is this good, even with some faults, I can't wait to see the new and improved version.
Comment of the week. As Girl Got Game mentioned, we received a mail from Mike Moore at Bad Bumble about her review. Thanks for the review, and I'm glad you liked the game. I think you're using an old version of the game, going by how often it crashed for you, as we spent ages stopping it from crashing. The update also has another free little minigame added to it based on blackjack. The way you can tell if you win or not is based on the enemy morale, which relates to the value of the cards left on the table, so there's a bit of strategy to it. You should go for the higher value cards or clear the other cards, hoping for a longer run. There's also a lot of other little bonuses hidden in the game for the player to work out, such as how you can sometimes get big bonus points for removing some cards and best ways to use the special cards. Thanks again for the review, and I'm always happy to hear back from players. All the best.
Fly, like a butterfly. Fly, like a butterfly.
Because it was the first song we heard during the Sega demo of Jet Set Radio Future back at E3 almost a decade ago, it's become the game's unofficial theme song for us, even though the main menu song is probably heard more when you actually play the game.
Jet Set Radio Future was literally love at first sound. As soon as we heard it, we knew we had to get it. Of course, it didn't hurt that the demo showed what appeared to be a truly amazing game, featuring a band of skaters who grind and tag their way around Shibuya Terminal and other sections of a bustling, vibrant, cel-shaded city.
Tokyo is being oppressed by the Rokkaku Group, a mega enterprise headed by Rokkaku Goshi. Rokkaku is using his money and influence to mess with everything, industry, society, and even our culture. And he's even got his eyes set on City Hall.
The story is one of youthful rebellion. Spray painting tags on walls takes back the city from the suits who, with their evil agenda and militaristic security police, have stolen the heart and soul of a corporate-owned Tokyo. It's an amazingly open world with easy-to-learn but hard-to-master game mechanics. And, unlike the hardcore time missions of its Dreamcast predecessor, Jet Grind Radio, you can mostly take your time and enjoy the view and the compelling J-pop soundtrack.
We must point out that not all of the songs are solid gold. Girl Got Game absolutely hates the next one, and I've only come to admire the way it has been pounded into my head where it resonates and has grown on me like a fungus on a rock. Some of you will no doubt be nodding your heads while others simply cover their ears.
Would it have killed Sega to have included a skip music button in the game? But one questionable track doesn't kill the mix. You'll soon be on to something fun, funky, and refreshing.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music. Like old times. Like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
We actually discovered one of our all-time favorite songs thanks to this game. We could, and did, grind around Tokyo for hundreds of hours thanks in large part to Scapegoat Wax's catchy and compelling Aisle 10.
I see you at my job, you're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise,
what's that?
Not to get emotional, as I remain stable. I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool.
Now, courtesy of the magic of backward compatibility, we continue to enjoy Jet Set Radio Future on our Xbox 360, though we'd welcome a next-gen remake or a sequel.
If you can nab Jet Set Radio Future, we suggest you do. We've seen it priced at $5 or less for used copies, though it's still worth it if you need to pay $15 to $20. Amazingly, it's not available on demand via Xbox Live Marketplace. And this is one of those rare titles that we'd actually recommend you get via digital distribution, because you're not really going to care if you have the option to resell it.
Like this, like that, like this, this, like that, like this, like that, like that, that.
I like it, I like it!
Take it easy.
Alas, the soundtrack was never released in the US, so it's import only, and it will cost you upwards of $60 for a 22-track compilation. Is it worth it? We'll let you decide.
Check me out, y'all. I ain't a winner, got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't a winner, got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
What we're playing.
I've been kind of all over the place this week. On Xbox, I've been playing Family Game Night with Pikachu Fan, who continues to school me quite effectively in Kinect 4, although I'm finding that Battleship is kind of my game, so we're having fun with that. I also picked up Boogie Bunnies, which I don't know if it was Easter or if it was just that I happened to find it because it was pretty early on in the list of all the games on the Xbox, but it's a fun little game. Basically, you've got long lines of bunnies in different colors, and they march forward towards whatever doom, kind of like Lemmings for those who remember really old school gaming. And your goal is to, of course, match the bunnies with the bunny that you have to shoot upwards. And they seem very, very happy when they go flying off into the ether, which seems kind of off to me. And the reason it's called Boogie Bunnies, if you match a special bunny, they get down and get funky.
Bunnies in the club!
Well, this week was a really tough one for me, mostly because I was up late several nights preparing the Best of Busy Gamer podcast for launch. I did play a new game I really love called B-Spelled for iPhone. It's basically like Bookworm Adventures, a role-playing game where you spell words, though nowhere near as deep and polished. But it's very playable and was still free the last time I checked, but totally worth a buck or two if that's what it takes. There are special tiles that freeze or burn your opponent. I love when you spell an amazing word and the B, your main character, picks up an oversized energy ray to decimate his opponent. Alas, there are just 10 stages per game and only 3 difficulties. The game is pretty easy if you're a good speller, though that doesn't make it not fun. Just more of a light diversion than a real challenge. I also nabbed Geometry Wars 2 while it was on sale, and it is a great game. It has 6 different modes, although you have to play each one for a while before you can unlock the next. There's a really great one where you have to sit in a little circle where you can shoot, and the circle slowly gets smaller, and then you have to run out. You can't shoot while you're going between the different areas. So you have to plan your attacks and clear a path to the next one before your existing spot runs out. I'd say nab it for $5 today or pay $10 tomorrow. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
This week's WiiWare is Fishy Fishy and Learning with the Puyus Episode 2. For Virtual Console, you can nab the Neo Geo Classic Ironclad.
New DSiWare games are three Game & Watch titles, Helmet, Manhole & Vermin, plus Mr. Driller, Drill Till You Drop.
The PlayStation Store had a light week, but offered up Tapatoy Bundle, which had some of the worst marketing description ever. We're still not sure what makes it different from the standard Tapatoy game, but it was posted to the award-winning PlayStation blog, so it must be our fault for not understanding its brilliance. You can also get Little Big Planet Incredibles costumes in a variety of confusing, brilliantly marketed costume packs, the Flower soundtrack for $3, and nab what we believe is a free Hustle Kings pool table.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can buy a Mega Man 10 character and stage, the 2010 FIFA World Cup demo, and a free Just Cause 2 ice cream truck vehicle.
Xbox Live Marketplace offered no new Xbox Live Arcade game this week, which is annoying since we've been expecting Doom 2 since the original November target release date. But you can get the Mass Effect 2 Kasumi Stolen Memory add-on with a mission, squad member, weapon, research, and achievement, the Blur multiplayer demo, now available to everyone, and the Supreme Commander 2 demo.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site, or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it might just help you win Mass Effect.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com/podcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.